This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin depend on a lot of high-powered computers doing high-level math, some crypto systems more than others. Now, those computers grinding away to mint new virtual coin, that's known as crypto mining, and that activity consumes as much as 2% of all electricity in the U.S., according to the Energy Information Administration. But starting this week, that federal agency will start collecting more detailed information. Here's Marketplace's Henry Epp.
When Colin Reed was mayor of Plattsburgh, New York, a few years ago, the small city had just welcomed some Bitcoin mining operations to town. They came with their racks and racks of computer servers to take advantage of Plattsburgh's cheap hydroelectric power. At least, it was cheap up to a point.
If we exceed those quotas because Bitcoin is in town, we have to then buy more power on spot markets, which means everybody's rates rose quite a bit.
Reed, who's also a professor of economics at SUNY Plattsburgh, wants more transparency around the industry's energy use. But
the industry is probably loath to really tell the full story.
The industry isn't afraid of data collection, says Lee Bratcher, president of the Texas Blockchain Council.
We are just concerned with the manner in which this data collection is going about.
Bratcher argues mining companies could be at a competitive disadvantage if the feds release what he calls proprietary information. He says the industry is exploring how to respond to the EIA's request, including whether or not to take legal action. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.